Yeah, you might like going to museums, you know, but I think you tell some people about a museum, like, sounds boring. Well, not this one. It is the Poo-zium.
Ooh, might be stinky.
And it is filled with dinosaur poop, fossilized dinosaur poop.
Nice.
Sign me up. They have an awesome jingle.
Stand right up, folks, and gather near. There's a museum that's sure to cheer, from T-Rex turds to stinky.
He said T-Rex turds.
T-Rex turds.
Let's go.
I'm in.
So is Scott. It's a fossilized poop. Imagine that. Dino dung, prehistoric rock. Take a gander and you won't stop it. It's dino doo-doo, ancient poop. It's fossilized poop just for you. At the fossilized poop museum. At the fossilized poop museum.
Yes.
Where is this again?
It's Australia.
I might put that in rotation.
Well, I'm sorry. There's another
Arizona.
One. Arizona. But yeah. they have there's a different one like it, similar to it in
and
Australia.
Is this like a museum that it charges admission and stuff like that? And is it a private? Because it seems like who would want to go to that
for
real?
The guy who found or who owned the largest dinosaur, they call it coprolite, but it's a dinosaur poopy. Mm-hmm. Old dinosaur poopy. He has the biggest one fossilized. He's the guy who opened up the one in Arizona.
Now open in Williams, Arizona.
Do they have extra poo on hand?
Extra excrement?
Jason.
Hey!
Yeah, they should have a thing.
They should. Extra mints.
Yes, a great idea.
They do.
Marvel at the sheer magnitude of thousands of real fossilized feces, including the eye-watering.
What?
Waterling? Is that a word?
Wateringly?
They call it the Barnum, the largest ever discovered.
Wow.
Snap selfies next to the 4-foot-wide Titanosaurus poop replica. Replica.
Wait a minute.
Wait a minute here.
We want real poop.
Yeah. I don't want to go see a replica.
Yeah.
I don't care about that.
But is there any real dinosaur poop in this?
Yeah, no, they have the fossilized one, but I guess that one's big. And then you could be awestruck by what they call the stinker. It's a bronze masterpiece. Capturing the whimsy of a thoughtful T-Rex perched on a toilet. It's just a T-Rex sitting on a toilet.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
I don't know. It's probably something fun to do. I'm trying to see how much tickets are.
It sounds like a comedy sequel to Jurassic Park.
It's free to get right.
Oh, it's free? Yeah. I thought you had to pay. Oh, maybe they're just asking for donations to keep it fossilized.
I wonder if he gets some kind of support because he has these fossils that basically it's open, so he changed it into a museum. Because you have to store them somewhere.
Right, that's true. Right, you would think.
Oh, yeah, and they have the Guinness World Record for the biggest dookie.
Mm-hmm.
It says, get the scoop on some old poop.
I got a question. When there is dinosaur poop, right? It goes to the bathroom. Let's say its natural habitat was out in a grassy field, you know, way back in the day. Mm-hmm. And the poop is there. How does that fossilize and not just
decompose? Because it's probably so much of it.
Yeah, I think it maybe hardens on the outside, but you'd think with rain and stuff,
you
but maybe
think?
Not.
Maybe, yeah.
Maybe
I don't know how, because eventually if you leave your dog's poop out in the yard, eventually something eats it or it just goes away.
But have you ever
it's
away.
Small.
It goes away.
Yeah, exactly.
It is small. I mean, I guess it is so
what
huge.
What predator's coming along that thinks I can down that real quick?
know.
You know what I mean?
I
like maybe they did it in an icy area and it got real cold and froze and then just stayed crystallized, maybe during the ice age.
It would have to be during that time.
From a quick Goog, it says, if the animal who left the feces were a carnivore, the good news is that the feces probably contains bone material, which contains calcium and phosphate, and together they make up for good compounds for fossilization. This calcium phosphate is largely responsible for turning soft feces into hard fossils.
Okay.
And then
the best Google that you've ever done.
That was a good job.
Some of the dinosaurs, you know, were up to 85 feet.
Mm-hmm.
So can you imagine the number twos from a dinosaur that's 85 feet? You already see it at the circus, the elephants.
Right.
Oh, it's massive.
They're huge. Mm-hmm. And those are nothing compared to these dinosaurs.
Yeah.
So if one of them happens to, I don't know, if there's some kind of shelter from a tree or something, lands one there, it probably stayed there for a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
And depending, it could have been in a cold climate and it froze it.
I think it has to be the cold climate. But also in Jurassic Park, they had some of the dinosaurs go to the bathroom and they were giant mounds.
Yeah. I mean, the Triceratops was sick in that.
Yeah.
She had to examine it.
That's right.
And it was
huge.
Massive.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to go, if you're in Arizona, you want to do something fun, it's free.
Why not?
Poo-zium.
As long as it's not, I need one to see the real deal.
Yeah, if it's all recreations of it, no thanks. Mm-hmm. You know, it's kind of, and this is morbid, but kind of like when you go to Ford Theater in D.C., where Abraham Lincoln was shot. Mm-hmm. It is morbid, but they actually have the bed and the pillow where, like, with his blood stains. I mean, the same bed.
I like to see that. Yeah.
It's history.
Exactly.
They have the suit he was wearing, like, in a glass container where you can see, like, the bullet hole.
I don't want to see the replica.
Well, if you like that, you should go to that museum, the crime museum in,
I think it's Pigeon Forge.
country. Awesome. But anyways, they have it, and it's all, like, the real stuff. Mm-hmm. Some people call that a little, I guess,
morbid,
insensitive.
Oh.
Maybe. I can see that.
I wouldn't go in and be disrespectful at all. I mean, I really do want to see it.
Yeah.
And in D.C., they also have like a spy museum that has like a lot of that stuff. Yep. And it's so all the stuff's kind of, that stuff to me is very interesting.